Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka. Yes, today, in a rare occasion, I'm not doing this from my truck. So I'm actually doing this from a solid ground, single spot, not moving. And, it's got a window and a breather of time where, so many times, even with the drive times, God gives us stuff and we fellowship on the fly, as it were. We touch base where we can and when we can. We do what we can where we can. And but all things are in His hands. All things are in His care. And so often people they don't flow with God. They don't flow with what He's doing. Rather they try to create their 12-step program. And in creating their 12-step program and their hierarchy and their structure and their to-do points and all of that, that they get so regimented, and God's already moved on from there. He moves with those that move with Him. He flows through those that are open to Him. And, I know it gets hard sometimes, to connect. It gets hard sometimes to walk through this thing, especially when it feels like there's so many arrows and things that are coming at you from different sides. But that's part of what it is to be a child of God. When you are marked for Him, and there's some that are listening right now and you're marked for Him, when you're marked for Him, the world sees that as well, and you do become a target. But if you press on, the way that you make it through that is you hold on to Christ. You seek Him in and through all things, and He will carry you through. He will move you through. He'll show you what needs to happen. And in that process of Him showing you and you just obeying and walking with that, you experience the life that He intends for you to have. And something that you realize as you keep going is that He has made you strong. Though you were weak at one point in time, by His Spirit, by His power, He has made you strong. And God's people, even in this time, in this age, they are strong people. They've been equipped by Him. They've been measured by Him. They've been built up and found to be His. There's a lot of people that claim to be His, but those that have found and been revealed to be His is a whole different group. Because it's not about a label again. It's not about somebody saying there's something. Look, a dog can say it's a cat. It doesn't make it a cat. A dog is a dog. An eagle can say it's a pigeon, but it'll always be an eagle. But usually it's the other way. A pigeon will try to say it's an eagle. people always seem to try to aspire to be something that they're not, try to be known to be something that they're not. And, that's the way of the world, is to talk big and, produce little, to look to be something more than what they are, to brag and to boast and to exalt oneself in the eyes of others, because in the world system your praise comes from other people, whereas in the kingdom system, in God's plan, in God's economy, in God's method of operation, it is His approval of your life that you seek. It is His seal on your life that you desire. And in that you find freedom. In that you find rest. In that you find His plan and purposes being manifest in and through you, which is really in the end what you want. You want to be in step with Him. You want for your life to be a reflection of His. Because if it's not, if your life is separate from Him, if you don't have the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of God, if you don't have that, you're lost. And if you're lost, you bounce into all sorts of different things. You can't run away from the questions that need to be answered. They follow you wherever you go. You can't run away from His plan and purpose for you, because your life and your fulfillment will come in submitting to that and nothing else. And He can wait. He's God. He will wait. He will give you that room. But you don't have that luxury, because every day that you wait is a day that you waste. Every day that you are not on track with the Father is a day that was squandered, ultimately. Because you have a limited window that you're in this life. And after that, the judgment. And in that window of time, you know, you can either pursue self and selfish motives. You can pursue, you know, the world and the world system, which is passing away, which is falling apart. Or you can go 100% in the kingdom, which is lasting, which is eternal, which is what is real. And I'm just watching just recently the news showing New York evacuated. New York City evacuated because of the... You know, think about it. Here, one of the most powerful cities in the entire world, and it can't stand up to a storm. They have to leave. All of these people with all of their plans, their agendas, things they had scheduled, and conferences and meetings, and people going to do this, and baseball games, and all of that. Done, gone, out the window. One event, one window of time, and now people have to leave. See, you know, with as much planning as you do, with as much desire that you have to orchestrate certain things and make certain things work, it just takes one twist, one kink, one bump in the road is enough to derail your whole situation. It's enough to put all of that and the brakes on all of that. You don't want to be on the wrong side. You don't want to be in the wrong place. You don't want to be part of a system that is going the wrong way. Now, God does send His people in. God does send His people with purpose, you know, but we are in the world and not of the world. We are in the world, but not of it. We do what the Spirit of God leads us to do, but we are not of it. The Father blesses His people. The Father strengthens His people. The Father looks after those that are His. He's given His angels charge over you that you will not strike your foot against a stone. We don't abuse that, but we know it's there. We know that He's watching over us. If He hadn't been, we would have checked out a long time ago. Father, Lord, I just say thank You, Father. I say thank You, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters that listen in. Lord, I thank You for their lives. I thank You, Lord, that they love You, Lord. That they've walked this journey, Lord, with us. And we all have been made one in You, Christ Jesus. Father, I pray for them right now, Lord. I pray for my brothers and my sisters, Lord. I pray that You'd strengthen them. Lord, strengthen them for the journey at hand. Strengthen them for what is to come. Strengthen all of us, Lord God, to be Your witnesses in the earth, Lord God, to be part of the solution, Father, that this world needs, Lord, that the places that we live, that they need. Father, they need You. And we pray, Lord, that by your grace that we would be able and have the way, Lord God, made open, Lord, to share the truth and the gospel and what it is the people need, Lord, so that their lives could be what you intended them to be and not what they have become apart from you. Thank you, Father, for our brothers and our sisters that are faithful to you in sharing the word, Lord, and in doing that which you've given them to do. Bless them, Father, I pray. Bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands continually. Father, for your plan and purposes, Lord, to be manifest. Lord, let the wicked be caught in their own devices. Let those that seek destruction of others, let them themselves, Lord God, be uprooted, Father. Neutralize them, Lord God. Let them be destroyed, Father, in the plans that they lay for other people's feet. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Now, you know, you just got to pray. God put something on your heart. You got to pray. Hey, so, yeah, you know, the time and the season that we're in right now, we've moved into now a time of, you know, as my buddy Zeph and Brother T call it, the rising of the lambs. It's true. It's true. You know, God is raising up his people. Those that walk with him, those that know him, those that have trusted him, those that have looked to him in and through all situations, they are being raised up. Raised up in society, raised up in the eyes of others, raised up and set on a high foundation, a strong foundation, a high place, so that which needs to take place in the days to come, the words that need to be spoken can be spoken. Because when the world starts to fall apart, people will look to those that are in positions of authority for leadership and guidance, because that's what they do in a situation that's bad. They look to the leader. And God wants his people in key spots and key places so that when things start going down, that they are now in a spot where godly counsel can come out. So if you don't have godly counsel, you're done. So, yeah, it's, you need to have people that understand. You know, this world right now is full of a lot of knowledge, but very little understanding. And, you know, without understanding, you don't know how to apply knowledge. You know, with all the knowledge that's out there, there's a bombardment of it. And yet, to know how to take that and then to bring it into something, and here's how to make something work, that is understanding. And that, my friends, is a gift of God. Even as Solomon prayed and asked God for an understanding heart, God gives his people understanding hearts so that they would know what to do and how to do it in the days that come. So that they would understand the times that they live in, that they would plan accordingly, that they would, not because they're trying to save their own lives, but because they're listening to the voice of the Spirit of God, and that filter is there of understanding. So all of the knowledge that's available and the things that come at them, that from that place, that they can filter it through and say, this is now what needs to happen. This is now what needs to be done. Because until it becomes understanding, it doesn't have any use. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but just think of a freshman in college with access to the internet and on campus. He's got access to so much knowledge. It's available. But without the understanding, he can't apply it. An understanding heart is a gift of God. and to pray for that. Scriptures tell you, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. There's a reason why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because when you fear the Lord, and when that is the core for you of your walk and your faith, when you fear the Lord, what happens is that you put yourself in a place when you bow your knee before Him that He now can flow into you. And when He flows into you, one of the things that flows into you is His knowledge, is His understanding. An understanding heart, that you might also be a blessing to all nations, that you might be a blessing to those that are around you, that you might be a blessing to the person standing right next to you. God desires that you live your life out as a blessing, that you live your life out as a blessing to those that need it, those that have been designated by Him to receive what it is that God has for them through you. So, yeah, you know, you know, God, when He spoke to Abraham, He said, you know, all through you, all nations of the world shall be blessed. And, you know, that happened. That's happening. You know, you are an extension right now, even of the blessing that God has put on so many lives of those that are His. The reason that you can even listen to this is because God blessed others and enabled them and quickened them and gave them the links and the connections and the skill and the ability and quickened them by His Spirit to bring this to you. So you are blessed because others were exercised the blessing that God had done in their own lives and you know, made something straight to people that would help them. So, yeah. You know, it's funny. Every time that when a time comes to do these words sometimes, you know, one of the reasons why I like sometimes doing them in my truck is just that because I can start getting, you know, in the realm of spirit, I start getting, just because when you start flowing like this, you know that heavy drowsiness that comes? Yeah, okay, well, I get that many times when I start to do audios. Because, you know, when God's Spirit is flowing through you, the enemy starts to try to hinder. And, you know, that's just part of it. And you have to prepare yourself for that fight. So, you know, I don't want to see, you know, things get cut short, but then at the same time, you know, we do get just different things that come to try to hinder those words. So one thing when I'm driving in that truck is there's a lot of stimulation coming at me as well that keeps the rest of me occupied too. And you know, just because that word flows through, because the Spirit of God, you know, when you yield yourself to the Spirit of God, He will then give you what you need and what it is that He would have to put out. But as long as you try to calculate these things in your own self, in your own presence, in your own, you miss it, because you can't. You know, man can't calculate and make his things work himself. You know, he has to, he has to yield to the leading of the Spirit of God. When you do that, now you're in that spot where things can be what they're supposed to. So, yeah, it is an interesting and quite amazing time. But, no, I just wanted to say hi to you guys. And, hey, I hope you're all doing really well. God bless you. Love you. And let's try to meet up next week. All right. Hey, talk to you soon.
Bye.